You have your Bibles, Acts chapter 3. This goes along with the singing testimony. Oh, it's coming up. God's Word. Thank you, it is God. Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 1. You ready? You have your seatbelts on?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's roll. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple hour, prayer being the ninth hour. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried home. They gave him the gate of the temple. Last alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about going to the temple asked them alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him and John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he who set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at that. That power of the cross. Lord, if we all are honest here and every one of your saints, Lord, throughout this world, we call you that power tonight. For those who will serve the new day soon, I pray, Father, that Lord, you give them power. Lord, we need power. We need power from our But we can't get this power out of medicine bottle. Can't get this power out of a bottle of alcohol. I don't even want alcohol. You change me. Save me. Where there's people that think they can find that power in that alcohol bottle. There's people that think they can find that power in their money. There's people that think they can find that power of themselves. Lord, we Lord, without you, we have it. We're just sinners. We're away to go without you. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the cross. Thank you, Lord, that under the sound of the gospel, you convicted us. That, Lord, you touched our heart. You said, "I want you." Lord, you came to me and said, "I want you there." Lord, even though I fought it, still was lost. You had mercy on me. The grace and mercy of God. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on me. Thank you, Lord, for fitting people in my path that would say a great word for our awesome God. Thank you, Lord, that you put thoughts in my mind to think about. Thank you, Lord, that you put a song in my. Thank you, Lord. Lord, something in my heart I probably wouldn't have for mom and dad and going to church at an early age. Lord, even though I was saved, Father, I still remember the healing. You just bring back the memories. The old blood that falls, power in the blood, amazing grace, wondrous cross. I don't have to do it. Thank you, Lord, for loving mom and dad, Christian mom and dad, who brought us up to you. Lord, I'm a testimony that bring a child upright and walk in the heart of the Lord. I'm a testimony that the Lord is all through you. Lord, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I saw the message here that changed life.
changed what appears in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is the historical transitional period in the New Testament, amen? It is the story of explosive worldwide growth of the early church. The term Acts comes from the Greek word praesis and refers to heroic exploits of outstanding men. The theme of the book of Acts is evangelism of the word and the expansion of the church and the gospel through the uttermost parts of the earth. The key word is witness and is found in various forms some 21 times in the book of Acts. The key verse is Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Luke wrote Acts somewhere around 62 A.D. and the book covers approximately 20 years. Acts pictures the responsibility of every church and every individual Christian to witness to Christ. I'm going to say that again. Acts pictures the responsibility for every church and every individual Christian to witness for Christ. I'm going to ask you this. I say that a lot of churches are not we have dropped the ball. When I say we, I'm talking about the church as a whole. All across this world, especially here in the United States of America, we have dropped the ball. If the church had carried on the responsibility that we should have, the United States wouldn't be in such a position as it is now, especially our country. I believe that one more. We would have stood. We would have stood, but yet we let our hearts grow cold. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. I hope we don't get kicked off Facebook, but we're going to be preaching. We as Christians, as Pastor has said many times, have gone in the closet and the fears have come out. We want to know why our world is such a mess and our children is in such a mess because we have zipped our mouths and have failed to proclaim the awesome power of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's a commandment. That wasn't it. We have dropped the ball. We wonder why the United States of America. We have conform to the ideals of Hollywood, liberalism. We have taken in the lies. We have taken in the lies and stuff and let that mess enter our homes. All that one-eyed demon that Brother Kenny R. called. Change. We've been saved. Amen. We can't say taking to salvation. Peter, read this book of Acts and see what Peter and John we can go out and have the same hopes our Lord and Savior is Peter and John. To give all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are to reach out to the lost. Not only reach out, but we're supposed to preach about Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's look at some important things that I've seen here in the book of Acts. Number one, I want to notice there's a certain man, Notice the Bible doesn't give the man's name, but gave a need that he had. This man was crippled from birth, never able to walk his whole entire life. This man needed daily help, in which verse 2 states, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called beautiful, to ask alms. That word ask alms means to beg for charity. This man needed help, amen. Remember, they didn't have welfare back then. You had people that actually had to go and help them. That guy was going to get anything, his friends or family members, somebody's going to help him and take him down to where we're going in the temple so he can beg. You beg for assistance. You beg for money, or food, or water, and so forth. But his main need, which he didn't know at that time, was salvation. That was his main need. Every one of us is born with a need to be saved. Amen. This man has been begging for alms for years at the same place. The word alms, as I said, while it goes anything given gratuitously to relieve the poor as money, food, or clothing, otherwise is called charity. This day will end totally different from this, for this man. Notice in verse 1 that Peter and John went to the temple to pray. The Jews observed three stated hours of prayer, probably based on Psalms 55:17, where it says, evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. These times were as follows. The third hour was at 9 o'clock. The sixth hour was at 12 noon, and the ninth hour was around 3:00. A certain man needed help. His condition has rendered him to be unable to. He just needs. He must beg. He can't come on his own. Notice. He can't help bring him. Right? He can't move on his own. He can't notice that. Probably doesn't. What else that's here? Thank you very much. If you realize that I'm not praying, I'm made in Jesus Christ. I can't do anything without it. As the song says, I can't even walk without me holding my knee. Perfect man. So all of us at one time in our lives, we need it. Whether we realize it or not. Hey, I can get up and go to work. Hey, I can do this and do that. Yeah. Who gave me the strength? You know, just like that, your life passed. I believe you go to the hospital. You go to the hospital. You go to the car accident. Your life will be changed. You go see AJ. Ask AJ. A certain man needed help. Whether we realized it at the time or not, we did. As a preacher said one day, said I was sitting in the letter and let it sit, we got on the truth. Let me know I was there. He let me know that he was there. He reached out his hand. As you know, this man, he reached out and said, y'all can't give me. Jesus didn't put his foot on my head. I thank God for his mercy and grace they did. Also, I want us to notice not only a certain man, but also the committed apostle. Committed apostle. Back in verse 1. Now, Peter and John went out together to the temple. Our prayer being the ninth hour. Verse 3. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. Notice that Peter and John were going to the temple together to pray. They were going about doing the will and work of God. Amen. They were active. didn't say that they were just sitting down. It didn't say, probably say they were just sitting there, and as the men came upon us up with this guy, that they stopped in front of Peter and John. No, what Peter and John was going to the temple. They were going to church. They wanted to be used of God. They were going about doing God's will. They were active. Notice they were together also. We all need that fellowship one with another. Do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. I've talked to people many times. I'm sure those that have witnessed or go out so many have heard this many a time also. But yeah, I go to church, but I don't go to a church building. I go out to the pond, and that's my church. Or go out somewhere, and that's my church. Now, can you serve God anywhere? Yes. You can serve God anywhere, but let me say this. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We need to come together. We need that encouragement from one another. We need to hear the word of God. Amen. Now, let me say this too. If the only time you serve God is when you come to church Sunday morning or Sunday night, or Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, serving God, people, just isn't only Sunday or Wednesday evening basis. 7 days a week, every month, every year. Amen. We stay for eternity. God's not going to lose us, is he? Huh? Thank me. I don't know about y'all, but if I lived here for the next 1,000 years and did everything there was that you could do for God, he would stay with me. I'd feel good. Not forsake the same. They walk with Jesus and they talk with Jesus. Amen. We can do the same. Whether we're here in church, we're going down the road, we're at work, we're alone in our bed, we're sick, we're doing a little good, we can do the same. Through His Word, through prayer, through the help of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Want to do God's bidding? Walk in the Spirit. Want to witness? Ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't count on the flesh, because the flesh is weak. Want to be active in God's army? Commit thyself unto the Lord. Joshua said, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Jesus gave us his heart. That we strive. James stated to the doers of the word of God, fear his own. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. And notice that verse there says, in all thine ways, in all thine ways. People, you going to God, you want to worship God, you need to commit all yourself to Him. All our ways acknowledge Him and show the way about that. So it's that Holy Spirit directed Peter's and John's path to this man. This was no accidental meeting. This was not a chance meeting. This was the plan way before church. No accidental meeting. There's that Peter, John didn't just walk by the bed. And kept moving. He knows how to see people. You know what? In the eyes of God, I was doing. culture, not just walk.
They walked by on the other side of where the man was. This was the time the man's life was about to be changed forever. All these years of clothing of a daily cherry so he could survive. This man is about to get blessed. Amen. All the call. The Holy Spirit directs Peter and John. This man. They were some that said, "Here am I, send me." They can sit down, they have your feet put back in heaven, they can sit down and say, "That's it." They got after. Those they committed in their walk. They went up together to the temple. They didn't let anything stop them from going. Amen. They wanted to pray at the temple. They were committed to prayer and to praising and to preaching. They were committed in their talk. Look how they witnessed to this lame man. Peter started preaching in verse 12 through the rest of chapter 3 after the man was healed and the people started noticing this man. Peter started sermon. Verse 12. Look at it. Look. As Brother Roth said this morning, these prosperity preachers, so-called preachers, hey, they preachers of God. They're not preachers of God. A lot of these so-called preachers come in. Yeah, I got a jet. Yeah, I got all this gold hanging on me. Yeah, I got 15 brand new Cadillacs, 20 brand new pickup trucks, and this and that and other. Notice verse 6 that Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." What do you think here? Peter said, "Brother, I'm so broke that it costs a quarter to go around the world. I can't afford to get outside." But it wasn't for me. I got something. I don't have money. I don't have material. I'm going to give you something where you don't have to be back here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk! Sitting by the right hand of living. Notice that guy didn't have to sit there and wait.
Hold on. Something going on here.
He's like, "Cookie!" I thought it would be where the notion for the first jacket box came about. Notice, when we were saved, it didn't take 6 months to go on a probation period. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Boom! Immediately! You change life. Your life has changed forever. Not because of Christ, his shed blood, his righteousness. Look, it didn't take Jesus 6 months to put his righteousness over. It didn't take him 6 months to say, Hold on. Stand still, Dave. You're a mess right now. Hold on. Dave, stand still. Dave, I'm not telling you again. Look, when I was saved, look, the blood of Jesus Christ covered me right there. I'm saved. Feel this. Notice the change. Notice in verse 7 that when Peter lifted him up by his right hand, immediately they went. I'm glad there's no delay. Look at how salvation is.
Okay, I've got you here in the middle now. 6 months, if you do okay, you'll get over here to the safe side, but get worse if you get over here to the middle.
We're saved. Change the lame man was instant. Amen. Just like when we're saved. Look, there's not a waiting period for the fullness here to come as well. There's no waiting period. You don't have to be there for a few months and go through this probationary period. Like going to school, you do 12 years of school, you do 12 years as a Christian, all of a sudden you get a diploma and say, hey, you're dwelt by the Holy Spirit now. You don't go to a 4-year Christian college and get a degree and say, oh, I'm dwelt by the Holy Spirit now. But once you're saved, boom, the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells in you. It's a meat. I believe me, you got a pump. You know how you, remember how you can go to the shoes for time off and walk around? I think that man was probably doing that. Access for the underneath my feet, the bare hand. He didn't do what I call a lazy jumping jack. You know what a lazy jumping jack is? Lazy jumping jack. Everybody ever seen that in the military? I've seen it in the military when we had to do PT. He had to see people like a pound on this. Jumped up, he probably would have mailed up the ball. Better than probably a lot of you. He's done. Main thing, too. He was praising God. Look, that man wasn't ashamed, was he? He wasn't ashamed. Look, he took me from the mire clay, put my feet on the path to see him in heaven. He took me from the guttermost so I could go to the uppermost. He took this lost sinner on the way to hell, put my feet on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm on the road to see the Lord God Almighty. I may not have to crawl up, or I may have to crawl up from the valley, but I'm on my way to see my blessed Redeemer. Amen. I'm here to say I have a story about a man from glory who took my sinking self on the way through a fiery hell, put my feet on the rock of my salvation. My hope is not built on you sinking sand, but upon the solid rock.
For me? What am I?
Fishing.
Quick sin.
Nothing. Little voice. Sunday school class, the teacher wanted him to focus on the Son of God and begin his own trial for this. The Lord is my shepherd. He's all my own. Not with material. Next week. Ladies, who have been told that the only way they therefore you say, do what makes you. Their experience makes up. It costs money. It costs from gas. See what's on TV. Good time. I remember. Rosa Chop. I remember the days for all the businesses. I I remember a time where he just felt a little. I remember a time that was on a certain river, and then a guy that came to see me, and I was in the bluff. Hey, oh, you'll see. We have no one but ourselves. Say that. We as Christians have dropped the ball. That's what we dropped the ball. Please, take it easy. God will bless you. I don't know what God's going to do on the market. I don't know. You. He will provide. The Lord will provide. I don't know how. I'm not God. He does. He does. Foundation of the Lord, how he does. Promise me our promise. You know what? Promise me our promise. Thank you, God. Pray to sleep. Hey, you can't call somebody to be a missionary.